The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
And welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, April the 10th. We're hitting down towards April the 15th, tax day next week. But we're not going to talk about that right now. We've got two really happy subjects. One is Sisters in Song, and I'll explain that in a second, and then Ashlyn Out Loud. But let's start, first of all, with Leslie Clay. Welcome to Radio Friends, Leslie.
Well, glad to be here.
You have a book called Sisters in Song. What is it about?
It's about women hymn writers, the history of women who've written hymns, and about 104 women, a brief biography of them.
So there's 104 women in here.
Yes.
What are some of the most famous hymns that these women have written?
Well, there's Jesus Loves Me, the very first one you ever learned.
Yeah.
There's America the Beautiful, Battle Hymn of the Republic.
All written by women.
Yes.
Now, how did you decide that you wanted to do a book on women hymn writers?
This started in 2008 when my church had a women's retreat. Music was a theme, and I offered to play the piano at a piano bar as they came in, and I would play women-written hymns. I did a little
Only women-written
just,
hymns.
I found 2.5 hours of material within a short order. And after that, I continued to research the women hymn writers, and I got carried away. And because of a little nudge, I would say, from Lucille Salerno of Osher, Lifelong Learning, I ended up publishing a book about it.
Oh, Lucille said, come on, Leslie, you need to make a book on this. You need to write a book on this.
I taught this at Osher. I taught women hymn writers at Osher, and in the catalog she said I was writing a book, and I didn't want to make a liar out of her.
So you hadn't planned to write a book yet.
I just told her I had enough material to write a book.
So she puts it in there that you're writing a book,
yes.
And you say, well, if it's down in black and white, I'd better write a book.
Yes, I don't want to make her into a liar.
So is this a self-published book?
Yes, well, it's through AKA Publishing, which is here locally, and so it is self-published in that respect.
Okay. In 20 words or less, why should people buy this book?
It's a great book. It's great for, say, a Mother's Day gift if you want to buy something for Mother's Day. The people that have bought it through Amazon or Lemstone Bookstore say that it's great. They sold out at Lemstone pretty quickly.
Oh, that's great. So it's pretty much a biography of 104 women who have written hymns.
Biography and then the stories behind the hymns.
Okay. All right. And it's called Sisters in Song. It's available on Amazon.com. It's available at Lemstone Bookstore.
Yes.
And if they see you on the street.
Well, I could sell them one if they saw me on the street, yes.
All right, Leslie. Did we get everything in you wanted?
Well, I do have an accompanying blog.
Okay,
because
go ahead.
I only hit the easy ones with this book. So I started a blog that covers more women, and I'm absolutely astounded at the number. And you can go to my blog to learn more about women hymn writers.
What's the blog address?
It's http://sistersinsongwhw, which stands for women hymn writers,
right.
.wordpress.com.
Okay. All right. And if you want to more information, is there a phone number they can call for more information?
Well, they could always call me.
Okay, what's your phone? Do you want to do that?
Certainly, I'd be glad to answer questions. It's 445-2588.
All right. Leslie Clay, thank you so much for coming by.
Well, thank you for
and
having me.
Best of luck with the book.
All right,
Sisters
thank you.
In Song. All right, now, I turn to Kit Salter. Kit and his lovely wife, Kathy, are into books of all kind, I know. But today, Kit is here to talk to us about Ashlyn Out Loud.
Right.
What is Ashlyn Out Loud?
It needs 4 seconds to say Yolanda Choli, who does Compass Press and AKA, does a wonderful book. So you've got a good person who put that together, and people can get the book, get Ms. Clay's book through Yolanda as well.
Oh, okay.
Ash and Out Loud, this is our seventh.
I wasn't point. Really even needed to be here, was I?
So many times we felt that, Paul. Les and I are going to go on with some of this stuff.
Leslie and Kit are going to go on the road together, promoting each other.
You can get that water you wanted to get.
Right. All right, tell me about Ash and Out Loud.
This is year seven of 7 years in a row doing a Thursday in April, the third Thursday. Mm-hmm. We celebrate the heart of commerce in Ashland. This little town.
Which is a thriving metropolis.
It is indeed.
Ashland's a beautiful town.
It is a lovely town. You drive by going north and south. You can drive by and see it from either side.
Yeah.
We've got it's a great little place. But this day, it'll be April 17th.
Okay, that's a week from today.
We have from a leadership breakfast in the morning through a whole array of activities in the day, and then an afternoon social about our new YMCA that we're putting together.
We're
working on it now. It's cranking up. It's too early now, Paul, but when you and James come to that event on the 17th, you'll be the first in this studio to know what the store is going to be.
Where's YMCA going to be?
In Ashland somewhere. We don't have a site yet. We're just talking organization, institutional framework. You heard of infrastructure?
Yes.
We're doing infrastructure right now.
Okay.
Yes.
So all of this is going to be going on at Ashland Out Loud. You got your power breakfast meeting.
Let me tell you a neat thing about the breakfast. We have 13 businesses that have been in Ashland. Where are we? Right there.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
We've got 13 businesses that have been there from 5 years to 75 years, and we celebrate them with gifts made by the Flower Girls Bake Shop. Julie Sexton and her three tow-headed kids bake wonderful things. And then we have high school kids who will come, and they've interviewed all the awardees. And so we get a high school junior or senior giving a nice spiel on a local businessman. So the business folks see what the high school kids are thinking about and doing and talking about. And the high school kids see that even though this guy's been here 30 years, he can still walk up the steps and get his award. And that's reassuring. Even though he's really old, he was 40, and he can still get up the steps.
It's amazing what you can do at 40.
Yeah.
So can anybody come to this breakfast?
Anybody who wants to and pays $15.
Okay.
All they got to do is dial 657-1434.
657-1434, and operators are
standing by
right now to take
That's
it.
Kim. Tell Kim that you want to get a ticket for the leadership breakfast on the morning 8 a.m. Thursday, April 17th.
A week from today for Ashland Out Loud, and then spend the whole day in Ashland.
Or months, possibly.
Right.
And some folks are still here from the first year.
They haven't left yet.
Haven't left, no.
Okay, and Kit and Kathy will be there, right?
We're one of the celebrees.
Oh, you're
one of
the
awardees, yeah.
All right. Kit,
thanks,
thank
Paul.
You so much.
Leslie, I'll more time later, okay? We'll try to
all right. Well, let me get out so you two can talk. Tomorrow, Adult Daycare Connection and MU Graduate Education Week. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio. Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwer, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Bowser. Something you'd like to hear or see, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Have a good morning. Bye-bye.